What's up, everyone? It's DJ CD here, and I'm with
Christian Garcia,
and we're in the Danger Zone. So today we're gonna be basically talking about the basics of soccer and some music. So let's get into it, man. What can you tell us about soccer?
Well, for me, soccer is a pretty interesting sport. A lot of people say that it's not really complicated. People say that it's very easy to do, but honestly, for me, soccer is like one of the most difficult sports, just because of the fact that you got to run so many miles without resting, and also you got to be able to be fast, because if not, you're just gonna get rammed every single time, bro. I'm like, how are you gonna say a sport is difficult if you haven't even experienced it, you know?
Exactly. Everyone always wants to say something's easy until they're the ones doing it. Then be like, oh, it's so hard. I'm so tired. I don't want to keep running, coach. I'm sorry.
Bro, let me tell you something. I was at soccer practice once.
Yeah.
We were running. Some dude threw up after the first lap, and Everybody thought he was like one of the most fit. I was like, dude, there's no way that you just threw up like in one lap. We didn't even run a mile yet, and he already threw up. I was like, bro.
Not even I'm in that bad of shape right now. Like, I'm in pretty bad shape right now, but back in freshman year and this year, I at least could run for a bit before I'm throwing up. And the only time that happened was, like, obviously freshman year when we ran 1,400 yards and bear crawl 350. We made our coaches mad, man.
Nah, dude. Our coaches kill us, dude.
I thought I died that day.
No, but our coaches that day, bro, he made us run so many miles, dude. We had to run like 4 or 5 miles. I was like, bro, whoever made the coaches mad, dude,
they need to get smacked.
They need to get smacked, bro. I'm like, what did you do to make the coaches that mad in order to make us run 4 to 5 miles, bro? I'm like, there's no shot. The coaches are like very chill.
Yeah.
What about you? What are your thoughts on soccer?
It's definitely a pretty fun sport. As I've mentioned to you before, I used to play sometimes in middle school gym class, and I did pretty well. 7th grade, I was kind of mid at it, but I was definitely pretty good at goalkeeping. And then 8th grade came around, and I kind of just became a little bit good at everything. Like, my aim got better for my foot, so, you know, I was making the goals. My defense, I was pretty good at the defense. Like, in 7th grade, I was just kicking shins and going for the ball. But 8th grade, I was actually having defense and blocking their shots and stealing the ball and just being a very annoying, I guess you could say, pest to the opponents, you know. It was pretty fun.
Bro, I remember those days. You were just kicking the ball, and it flying, and you were even beating like people who were on the soccer team and stuff, bro. I'm like, bro, should have joined the soccer team, dude. It was definitely worth it.
When I applied, When I tried out in 7th grade, you know, it's obviously when I was not as good as I was in 8th grade when I was beating some of the players on the soccer team. But in 7th grade, I was kind of at the time, but I felt like I was at least better than a few of the people that tried out. And that one day when it was like raining outside and they were just like throwing a ball in the air first, and we had to like run after it and take it downfield and score against everyone's, like, basically everyone, like a whole freaking free for all, like it's Fortnite or something or some other game.
Yeah.
And so I actually took it down there and scored a goal.
Nice.
And the coach didn't even freaking notice that crap either.
Bro, coaches were different back then compared to before.
And I went to Stony Brook, and for some reason we had the Creston coach choosing our players. Like, whose idea was this?
That was just stupid, honestly. Sometimes they didn't even put the good players on.
Exactly. Like, you know, that Creston coach was setting us up for failure. He's like, okay, I'll choose some good players to make it seem like I ain't doing some no bull crap, but I'm gonna choose some not as good players either, so I can leave some of the good ones out. Yeah, we're gonna help Creston win. Let's go, guys. Like, boy.
No, but honestly, this year's Warren soccer team for JV and varsity, Honestly, their levels are actually really high, and I feel like they'll definitely have a good season.
Yeah, some people literally said, but like, yeah, you should have made the team, bro. And I'm like, I know, I'm kind of mad about this, but all right.
Okay, big question. Messi or Ronaldo? Come on.
Well, I don't watch soccer like that, so I can't be the one to judge, but I'm the one that likes to ask that question to trigger, you know?
If you had to choose.
Like I said, I couldn't really judge because, like, I don't watch soccer at all. Like, I like to play it, but I don't really watch it, so I couldn't be the judge of either one.
All right.
But it's definitely a question I just like to ask anyone I come across just to trigger them, because then it starts whole arguments and fights, and it's absolutely hilarious.
All right, but you watched the World Cup, didn't you?
No.
You didn't watch the World Cup? But you did hear Argentina won, didn't you?
Oh, I think so, because I think my friend Adam and one of his friends made a bet, and whoever lost had to shave their head or something.
Well, what were your thoughts on Argentina winning?
I can't remember if people had it expected it or not, but I guess it's pretty cool. Like I said, I'm not really into soccer that much, but I'm down to learn about it, though. It's kind of, you know, why we're here right now to discuss this. Like, I'm learning, the viewers are learning, so let's get into it, man.
All right. Well, soccer is really interesting because of how much you got to think with your mind while also controlling the ball, because you can't always look down all the time, honestly.
Yeah.
If you're just looking down all the time, then you're just going to get the ball taken away each and every single time.
Someone's going to sneak up on you, hit you with the tackle, whatever.
So for you, you would have to be practicing on being more confident, which is a big thing that I see a lot of people struggle, even in like other sports too, like football, basketball.
And even outside of sports, to be honest too, honestly, in general.
Just because if you don't have the confidence and you're just looking down at the ball, you're not going to be aware of what's happening every single time. You're just going to be like, oh, I got the ball, I'm going to pass it this way because I hear their voice. And you're just going to like do a pass or something. But sometimes it's not even your teammate that's there. They just start moving. So, and then the enemy team just like takes it. So you got to be like very aware of it, because if not, you're just going to get it taken away every single time.
And so it's been a while since I heard a position. So how about you tell us what the positions are, what they do?
So we have the goalkeeper, one of the famous positions that a lot of people don't like just because you're just standing there most of the time.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
But it's also one of the most difficult positions.
And important too, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people say, oh, being a goalkeeper, easy, doing this. I'm like, if you're in that position, you would just be standing there. But when it's a one-on-one and you fail it, you're going to have teammates just bashing you, saying, oh, you suck, all that.
Like, you got a ball coming at you mad fast, and it's a freaking cannonball coming your direction. You got to go left, or you got to go right, or up, or something, man.
Yeah, it's like a 10, 20% chance that wherever you go.
And you got to catch, or not.
No, but goalkeeper is definitely one of the most difficult positions. And then we also have our defenders. Center backs, the most famous ones, you know, the ones who always break people's ankles or break their legs every single time. Those are the ones that a lot of people like, just because they can slide tackle, jump on people, and not count them as fouls. And then we also have like the wingers of the defense, like left and right back.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that are just like running on the side with attackers. So let's say we'll talk about attackers too.
Yeah.
We have strikers. You know, let's say you have two strikers and you need like a winger, another like attacker to go up front. You'll have your wings in the defense. You'll have them go forward, while the strikers, they're the ones who are focusing on finishing and scoring the goal most of the time.
Who are like those two people that are kind of like in front of the goalish area?
It's mostly either wingers, so like left wing, right wing. Those are the ones that usually create the passes for the striker. And the ones that are typically in the box 9 out of 10 times are the strikers. Because they're the ones who focus on scoring the goal.
Okay, yeah. When I was in 7th grade, that was actually the position I was wanting, and it was like one of the wingers. Because I was like, I just want to be back in one of these areas near the goalie, man. Because I'm better with my defense than I would be with my offense.
No, for me, I could play either defense or offense, honestly.
Like for me,
there was a soccer game I played when I traveled to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I freaking dropped a dude who was almost dropped a dude who was twice my size with the ball. I was like, I can't believe I just did that. That was like a big achievement right there.
Yeah, gym class, like I said, I was pretty solid at the offense and defense, but you know, as you get older, people are going to learn a lot more tricks and stuff and get a lot trickier fits. So
100%.
I'd have to obviously, you know, learn a lot of new tricks. Because I was like, sure, I had some tricks up my sleeve, but it wasn't nothing too fancy, you know. It was just the, what did you call that one thing again yesterday? So it's like kind of where you like have the ball between your 2 feet and you like kick it up kind of over your head.
The rainbow flick.
Yes. Yeah, so like
the rainbow flick is one of like the most popular moves that people learn too.
Yeah, so I literally learned that move from a show called Kicking and Screaming. I just watched it on TV. I'm like, all right, let me try this.
No, but that's like one of the most fun skills to do, honestly. There's also skill moves that a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Like you've seen, like you know who Neymar is, right?
Oh, say it again.
Neymar Jr.
Oh, the name's familiar, yeah, but I don't like, you know, entirely know them like that.
He's from Brazil. He's a Brazilian soccer player, in case any of you guys don't know him. But his skills that he does step overs, fakes people. He's broken ankles so many times, bro. Like if you search up videos and stuff, you just see him there and you just see the defender drop all at once and just give up.
They're someone like, get him a doctor, man.
Nah, dude. It was one time he did a rainbow flick on the dude. Bro twisted his ankle so badly that he almost broke it entirely and he was out for like a month.
That's rough.
I was like, there's no shot he did all of that. I was like, poor dude, bro. Poor dude.
GG's.
Nah, dude.
He's going to send people into retirement if that.
Well, honestly, soccer really is a difficult sport. You just have to have like a lot of awareness. You got to have like a lot of game sense and stuff.
And definitely stamina.
Stamina's the biggest thing, dude, because if if you're just, because you're just full sprinting most of the time. You're not just like jogging all the time or walking. Like, especially for attackers, like if defenders clear the ball, attackers are like in the all the way in the back in their goal, and they have to run all the way across if they get the ball.
The only guy that really doesn't need stamina on the field, to be honest, is the goalkeeper, bro.
Goalkeeper? I mean, they just stand there, but
exactly
their job,
for most of the game. And so like someone comes down there to shoot, then they're like, okay, move, dive, let's go, kick it back into the field. I blocked it. Yes, sir.
100%, bro.
And like, so sure, like, you know, they have a hard job, but they get to chill back there, not running crazy.
100%, bro. It's like, how can I say this? Goalkeepers, like a lot of, as I said earlier, a lot of people talk bad about them, but it's just the feeling that you get. Because sometimes it destroys your confidence when you hear your own teammates talk bad about you.
Yeah, I feel it.
It was like, because I used to be a goalkeeper once too when I was in middle school. And I was like, nah, dude, I'm not going to be a goalkeeper if I'm always going to be dealing with this if I do a mistake every once in a while, bro.
What was funny in gym class is how we were always hitting someone with the ball too.
I remember that, dude.
And when someone was goalkeeper too, like they would just be blocking, you know, the little area. Or did it just like turn around and just get kicked in the butt by the soccer ball? I'm like, oh, heck, you know, he's kicking way too hard.
Bro, there was this one time in gym class.
Yeah.
I was over here just doing my own thing, playing soccer. I kick it, and I didn't try and hit the kid. I tried to do a long pass, and I hit it so hard that it hit his face, and I almost knocked him out clean with the ball. I was like, dude, I killed the man. He was not able to breathe or nothing.
What's funny is when Marlon's always kicking the soccer ball and his shoe goes flying off.
Bro.
And, like, we just got done, like, watching something. Oh, not watching something, but reading something called, like, The Outsiders or something in English class, too. Oh. By, like, S.E. Hilton or something. Yeah.
Outsiders, it was a perfect book.
Yeah, it really was a good book. And it was, like, I think there's someone called, like, One Bit Matthews or One Shoe Matthews or something like that. And so I'm like, all right, I'm calling Marlon One Shoe Marlon for now on.
No, but the honestly, the book, but going on to a different topic too, The Outsiders was a really good book.
You it really was.
Like the Greasers versus, what was that?
The other Socks, the Soaks, whatever, Socs, I don't know. Socks, Soaks.
I was like, dude, that was probably one of the best books I've read in a long time.
Yeah, it was fire for me.
Even though it was like a low reading level, but the plot was just like perfect.
Didn't you have a Miss Fink as your teacher?
I had Miss Fink as my teacher.
Yeah, same.
I was like, and we also read Call of the Wild, dude. Bro,
Call of the Wild was cool, but it just wasn't as cool as The Outsiders.
It was, honestly, if I had to rank them, I would put Outsiders 1 and The Call of the Wild 2. It's just the Call of the Wild, the plot, there were some times that you kind of get lost while reading.
Yeah.
Because you have to wait until you get deeper into the story to understand that part, which kind of confuses me a bit.
I actually ended up reading like another book by the person that wrote The Outsiders that kind of connected to that book a bit too, and when they got like a lot further than that. Mm-hmm. So it was actually pretty interesting too.
No, 100%.
And so it's kind of like when the Greasers and, you know, Socs or Socks, whatever, I don't know, were kind of at peace with each other, but other things were going on, and, you know, obviously still like the gang activities that was going on in there too.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like the books that we read back then don't compare to a lot of books now. There are certain books that are interesting. It's just they don't really catch an eye because they're just writing it, and like it doesn't really make that much sense in certain ways.
Not gonna lie, when I was younger, I kind of did a lot of things better. Like I used to read every day, like multiple books. I would sometimes just read, and then I used to go outside every day and play sports with my friends. But sadly, almost no one ever's outside of my neighborhood anymore. They moved away, so I don't be really feeling like walking outside by myself anymore, because I used to just walk around a neighborhood sometimes for hours, get a good exercise in, ride my bike around and stuff, but mm-hmm. I popped my bike tire the other day. Like, I just, like, fixed it up after not using it for months, and then I forgot to pump up the tire when I went to go ride my bike, and so I'm like, frick, and I came back into the garage, pumped it up, went out on a ride, and I came out the garage the next day, went to go ride again. Back tire, which is entirely flat. Front tire still chilling. I'm like, bruh. So I tried to pump up the back tire. I'm like, maybe it's fine. Maybe, you know. So I went to pump it up. It was not pumping up no matter how fast I was doing. I was like, just like, nope, no. Good riddance.
No, but no, there was this one time when I was riding the bike. I was running casually as normal. Mm-hmm. I hit the brakes on the bike at once, and I did a double flip, and I almost snapped my neck in half, bro.
Dang. Once I was just, like, learning how to ride my bike, I was going really fast. I slammed the brakes. My bike kind of, like, went up on the back, like, the front tire, kind of, like, leaning forward, and then, like, you know, the back tire up in the air. I got flipped off my bike and landed in my neighbor's bush.
Nah, dude.
My mom's like, you're trying to hug the bush now, huh? And I'm like, nah.
Nah, dude.
It was just, you know, a little crash pad, you know, cushions.
All right. Another serious question. Favorite childhood show that you used to watch?
There's a few things I liked for, like, Ninjago's kind of fire, and I actually just rewatched all 17 seasons because, you know, they came off a lot of new seasons since I last watched it, so I'm kind of like, I don't know where I left off at, but, like, I started this in my childhood, so, like, I kind of feel the need to, like, finish it off, even though, like, I may not care for these kind of things as much anymore. I still need to finish it off since I start, you know, I got to finish when I started. So I watched Ninjago. I'm like, okay, this is cool. And then Power Rangers, like, Power Rangers really hit back then when I was a kid. I used to be making, like.
Which Power Rangers, though?
Well, obviously, you got to go with the OGs. Like, sure, there's some cool ones, but, like, the OGs always going to have to be the best. Mighty Morphin. Tommy Oliver was the best Ranger, man.
For me, my opinion, best Power Rangers? Power Ranger Samurai. Number one.
Samurai was pretty cool.
Number one, I
liked Lightspeed Rescue, too, and RPM.
Like, for me, it was just the story and everything about that show was just perfect. It started off simple, but then the story of it just got, like, so deep into it. It was so perfect.
I liked that one dude with, like, the cursed blade or whatever. I think his name was, like, Dexter or something like that. Yeah, and he fought the Red Ranger a lot.
Yeah, I was like, dude, that was so crazy. I was like, that was also the first one to introduce two Red Rangers in one Power Ranger, didn't it?
Yeah, because Jaden, he was, you know, knocked. His sister was there.
She was
also training to be a Ranger, I think, to take his place if anything ever happened or something like that, basically.
Yeah, I was like, dude, double Red Ranger, dude. I was like, this is about to get so interesting.
When that Shiba monster came in with the Shiba fire or whatever.
It was the Shiba fire monster. I was like, wow.
But there has been other Red Rangers before in the air, but it's like the Forever Red episodes when, like, all these Red Rangers get together and stuff.
That was cool. That was very cool. Where
go on.
No, but that's when all of them got together and they just fought all the enemies after they killed, like, their leader and stuff. I was like,
the Time Force series really hit too. Time Force, man. Yeah.
Did you watch Jungle Fury?
I watched all of them. Like, I even watched the newest one that came out recently.
What's the newest one?
Dino Fury.
Dino Fury?
Yeah. I even watched a new movie that they actually made this year. The new movie was terrible, though.
I haven't seen the movie.
Like, they brought back, like, all the OG characters and stuff that are obviously, you know, still alive and willing to do it. So some of the second-hand OGs, not the first-hand OGs, but some of the first-hands.
Like, for me, if I ever saw the Power Rangers Samurai, a new season drop, I don't care how old you are. If you watched as a child, as a young teenager or
you
like
need to finish it off.
You need to watch that new season if they ever bring it out, bro. Cause I'm like, that was the most perfect Power Rangers show out of every single one that ever came out.
Like, I've been like kind of rewatching some of those Power Rangers series too, and I'm like, this is kind of cringy now, but like some of these episodes are still at least fire though. So it's like, I just still have that like entitlement to, you know, finish what I started. So even though I've watched all the series already, I just kind of been looking back a bit too, because honestly, I just been bored too of something to watch. So I'm like, frick it.
No, 100%. Like, some of them, it feels weird, like, to watch them now, but when you were a child, you didn't understand it. You were just watching because it looked cool and stuff.
And my favorite Rangers are usually always like the 6th and 7th Ranger that came in.
Bro, the Gold Ranger, but dude, it was like.
From which one, though? Samurai or Zeo or what?
Samurai.
Yeah, he made that song, too. I was low-key singing that song for a minute, not gonna lie.
Same here, bro. That song was so catchy, dude.
It really was fire, though, for no reason.
I know. I was like, he knows how to sing? I was confused because he makes jokes and stuff, but he didn't look like the type to sing.
Oh, from one of the also other newer Power Ranger series, Ninja Steel, the Gold Ranger also sings.
He also sings?
Yeah, Levi.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like some, I think, like country song, dude, or whatever. I don't really care for country or rock music that much, but still, you know, pretty cool to watch, and it's funny.
No, 100%, bro. I didn't know he sang. I thought he was just, like, there, too, similar to the Gold Ranger. You know, I didn't know he sang.
You know the guy that played Tommy Oliver?
Yes.
Do you know what he did?
No.
Well, he's dead now. Yep. No, that's the wrong button, Christian. No. No. There we go.
There we go. All right.
Yeah, wrong button.
There wrong button.
Never let him know your next move.
All right. Well, I think that's
RIP, bro. RIP.
RIP, bro. Well, I think that's all for now.
Yeah, he was definitely the best Ranger, though, for sure.
100%, bro.
I love how we'd even talk about music. The only music we talked about was, like, from Power Rangers. Should we really talk about that music, or are we probably good?
I'd probably say we're good. I think we made this one.
All right.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's enough from us. I don't know if Denger has anything to say.
All I got to say is peace out from the Denger Zone. Make sure to tune in.
100%. And hopefully you help us and we help you entertain you guys. And, yeah, we'll see you guys on the next one. And see ya.